On Thursday, Governor Ducey signed Arizona's drought contingency plan hours ahead of a federally imposed deadline. But the commissioner of the Bureau of Reclamation on Friday asked Colorado River states for input on potential water cutbacks the Interior Department could have to make, saying, quote, close isn't done. With us now to talk about what's next is John Fleck. He's director of the University of New Mexico Water Resources Program. John, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for being here. So it seems as though Arizona officials thought they were done, and the feds are saying, maybe not.
Well, the deadline was never really a drop-dead turn-into-a-pumpkin deadline. The deadline that the Commissioner of Reclamation had explained to us all back in December was the start to the federal government's process, and it required the drought contingency plan to be done everywhere by all the states. Arizona passed a really critical milestone with the legislative approval, but final signatures are still needed in Arizona. Final signatures are still needed in California. So in the meantime, the federal government is starting up its alternative process to think about what steps the federal government might take if the states don't finish up their work in the next month.
And that seems like pretty much what the states were afraid of, right? Like states like Arizona, California, they don't want the federal government to come in and impose restrictions. They want to be able to have their say, right?
Absolutely. The whole point of the drought contingency plan is for the states to voluntarily agree to a plan that they know they can live with, to avoid the inevitability that the federal government then has to come in and impose some water use restrictions, some water cutbacks that the states may not like. The known is much better than the unknown here.
Now, you mentioned California, and there are a couple of entities in that state that have not yet done what they need to do. Is it surprising that we still have a couple of holdouts in California?
No, those entities all along have said they need to wait to see what Arizona's final action is to make sure they can agree with it and approve it. And there's also some unsettled issues in southeastern California in Imperial County involving the state and federal obligations to the Salton Sea, which has taken a big hit as a result of water conservation efforts that we've already seen happen there in the Imperial Valley. So these are loose ends. These are not major problems that will kill this deal. They're just loose ends that need to be tied up in the next few weeks.
Well, and the governor's office here is pointing out that the notice that the commissioner of the Bureau of Reclamation is looking to put in the Federal Register is delayed a little bit. It's not immediate and like a drop-dead date of like 20 minutes from now. What has to happen now so that the states, as we talked about, will be the ones to determine what happens as opposed to the federal government?
Arizona has to put its final signatures on the document. I'm not sure that's happening soon. The Imperial Irrigation District Board of Directors in California has to vote. That could happen tomorrow, and then we could see signatures as early as this week. And what the Commissioner of Reclamation said on Friday in a news briefing was that if all those agreements happen, and we fully expect them to, then she'll rescind the Federal Register notice and won't begin the process of preparing an alternative federal intervention.
So why go the Federal Register route? I mean, is that just another like way to try to light a fire under the states to make sure this actually happens?
Well, the federal government has an obligation here, and the states have been dragging their feet, especially, I'll point my fingers at you all in Arizona. California has largely been ready for a while. You all were having a really hard time with this. And as Arizona delayed completion of its major piece of the drought contingency plan, we were heading toward a situation where there was big risk for all the water users in the Colorado River Basin. And so sooner or later, the federal government knew it was going to have to step in. Brenda Berman, the Commissioner of Reclamation, wanted to do that in a deliberative process, and she also wanted to light a fire, as to use your words, to provide a deadline to get an incentive for you all in Arizona and the folks over in Imperial in Southern California to finalize agreements that have been close for basically 3 years.
But am I hearing you right that there is a level of optimism that this will get done and ultimately it will be the states, not the feds, who make these calls?
I am very optimistic about that fact. I think the federal government is very optimistic about that fact, and I think the folks that I talk to in the Colorado River Basin states are optimistic about that fact. I mean, I think, you know, Brenda Berman said close isn't done, and she's right, but close is close in an important way.
All right. That's John Fleck, director of the University of New Mexico Water Resources Program. John, as always, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.